For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The long-awaited renovation of Dillon Stadium may happen soon. Three bidders have submitted proposals to the City of Hartford and the Capital Region Development Authority for a shot at revamping the 80-year-old facility located in Cole Park. The proposals come from Data Mail President Bruce Mandel, Hartford City FC owner Aaron Sarwar, and Civic Mind Studios founder TJ Clinch. The last pro soccer team that actually played within the city limits, the Hartford Bicentennials, played at Dillon Stadium in the 70s. The city's most recent plans for the stadium also involved a soccer-specific rebuild, but it stalled in 2015 when its partners in the deal got wrapped up in a federal criminal investigation. Now the winner of the latest round of bidding may be the one with the best connection to a professional soccer league. Bruce Mandel, the president of a Newington-based direct mail company called Data Mail, is one of the bidders. His proposal includes a new team that's connected to the United Soccer League.
The USL's vision of being the second division professional league in the United States made sense. Competitively, I didn't see the NASL as being a league that was going to really be a second division league.
Major League Soccer sits at the top of the ladder in the U.S. game. Both the USL and the North American Soccer League were recognized in 2017 as the second tier, but that will change next year. The NASL will drop down below the USL. Another potential attraction of Mandel's Hartford team, he said he's had what he calls exciting dialogue with the MLS's New England Revolution, the team that plays at Foxborough in Massachusetts.
They've been very supportive of our concept of bringing a USL team to Hartford. We've both envisioned the potential for a strong affiliation partnership.
Michael Freemuth runs the Capital Region Development Authority. His group is in charge of making a recommendation for the city on which of the three bids to pick. Freemuth also sees the rationale behind attracting a USL team.
The interesting thing about the USL is if it has an affiliation with the Major League Soccer, then those who really follow soccer maybe find more appeal to it than not.
While Mandel's Hartford Sports Group aligned with the USL, Freemuth says a competing bid from Aaron Sarwar, the owner of Hartford City FC, may go with the NASL instead.
They have both indicated to us that they've been talking to these leagues over the last 4 or 5 months.
Rishi Sagel, the league's commissioner, said through email that he believes Hartford City FC is a fit for the NASL and supports the team's efforts to revitalize Dillon Stadium, but that, quote, Hartford City FC is one of a number of clubs that we've had recent discussions with, but we're not at a position at this time to make any announcements, end quote. But while Mandel's bid seems to involve the more attractive league, money could be a sticking point. This is a city, after all, that says it may go bankrupt as soon as November and faced a storm of criticism when it publicly financed Dunkin' Donuts Park for the Yardgoats. Sarwar has pledged $400,000 of his own money into improving the stadium and says he's confident of his chances to win the Dillon bid because he's not asking for public assistance. Meanwhile, Mandel says he is committing $7 to $10 million in private dollars, but that's to operate the team.
In order to get that stadium up to be usable again in any real way, in a professional way, there's a significant public investment that needs to be made.
The wild card in all of this is the third bidder. You may remember Civic Mind Studios founder TJ Clinch, who was prematurely chosen by the city a few years back to redevelop Dillon. Clinch is still in the middle of an ongoing legal battle with the city of Hartford over that previous bid. Clinch's new proposal is not as soccer-specific as the other two because he says he doesn't believe in a single user-led group. His plan for Dillon is essentially the same as it was before the city terminated the agreement, to develop the area for communal purposes. Clinch said in an email, quote, a team-led development process would be inherently self-serving and ultimately limit the venue's potential to serve our community. End quote. It should be noted that Clinch and his company did some consulting work for WNPR's parent company, Connecticut Public Broadcasting, in 2015. When will a recommendation be made by the CRDA? Freemuth says he hopes to have one for the city by Thanksgiving. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.